Firsto. All the news you need to start your day.
Good morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Thursday, May 16th. I hope you're well. Coming up.
And why this happened in this moment, we don't know at this point why this all happened.
Slovak PM no longer critical after assassination attempt and more than 30,000 hidden homeless on the island of Ireland. Plus, we'll have all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, the Slovakian Prime Minister is no longer in a life-threatening condition after a gun attack yesterday. Robert Fico was shot 5 times while shaking hands with members of the public. He was rushed to hospital and underwent emergency surgery, which has been called successful by his deputy prime minister. A 71-year-old man has been arrested. Brno Zavadsky from Radio Express Europe in Slovakia outlines what they know about the suspect.
According to police information, he is a 71-year-old writer from the city Levice, is another small town. This man, he has a weapon in legal possession. And why this happened in this moment, we don't know at this point why this all happened.
More than 30,000 households across the island of Ireland are currently affected by hidden homelessness. A new poll commissioned by the Simon Communities of Ireland and Northern Ireland shows 24,000 households in the Republic and a further 8,500 households in the north are experiencing homelessness. The loss of home from the private rental market was the most common reason for experiencing hidden homelessness. Wayne Stanley, Executive Director of Simon Communities Ireland, says many of those living with family and friends will end up seeking help from support services.
Hidden homelessness generally refers to people who are forced to stay with family and friends, sleeping on couches. What we find is particularly those people who are staying with family and friends, that can, those relationships can break down. And that safety net, if you like, gets taken away, and then they end up having to present to homeless services.
800 high-tech jobs are on the way for the country after IBM announced new investments in Dublin, Cork and Waterford. The jobs are aimed at building advanced software to advance security, automation and hybrid cloud. Alan Cantwell has more.
The investment will create hundreds of roles in research and development, as well as digital sales and consulting. The roles will be created across IBM sites in Dublin, Cork, and at IBM's subsidiary, Red Hat, located in Waterford. The 3-year investment is supported by the government through IDA Ireland. IBM has been in Ireland for more than 65 years, during which time it has evolved its operations and capabilities to support the company's global strategy. Its operations help clients across key sectors such as financial services and healthcare. Commenting on the announcement, the Taoiseach Simon Harris said it demonstrates Ireland's continued attractiveness as a preferred location for global companies to build out their digitalisation, research and innovation capabilities.
A pedestrian in his 60s has died in a hit and run in Donegal. He was hit by a car on Main Street, Clonmany, in the early hours of Sunday morning. The man was initially taken to Letterkenny Hospital for treatment and was then transferred to Beaumont in Dublin, where he died from his injuries last night. Earlier in the week, a man in his 30s was arrested and appeared in court in connection with the incident. The Russian president has arrived in Beijing to meet his Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping. It's Vladimir Putin's first international visit since the start of his 5th presidential term. The meeting between the pair, the third in just over 12 months, comes more than 2 years after Russia invaded Ukraine. 97% of sites tested for bathing water quality met or exceeded the minimum standard last year. 114 had excellent water quality, down from 117 in 2022. EPA figures found the number of beaches with poor bathing water quality increased to 5, compared with 3 in 2022. Programme manager at the EPA, Mary Gurry, says there's still room for improvement.
So there's about a quarter of them have scope for improvement to keep on working towards getting excellent quality. And in fact, we have 5 beaches at poor quality, and the advice this year will be not to swim at those beaches. So we definitely want to see improvements made in those ones. Ishk Erin wastewater treatment and sewage is a problem at some of those beaches. So we need to see Ishk Erin progressing the works that are needed.
There are calls for the government to protect Ireland's food security by supporting farmers and the food production industry. The Irish Farmers Journal Agribusiness report says bad weather, sluggish global markets and the overhang from significant investments in capacity are serious challenges for the sectors. Farmers say they should be rewarded for protecting nature as they look to diversify their income streams. Report author Lorcan Roach-Kelly says there are huge obstacles that need to be overcome.
People don't want to go into farming. They see it as a low income, long hours, lonely occupation. On the food producer side as well, then we're seeing with the recent hikes in the minimum wage, that's putting some pressure on the food producer side, because even though food producers generally don't pay minimum wage, the overall wage expectation in the economy rise. So we're seeing lots of these things that costs are coming into the thing, and that's building on top of the inflation we saw coming in the last year and a half, 2 years.
In entertainment news, Sharon Stone, Liam Neeson and Stephen Fry are among those stars campaigning for Kevin Spacey to resume his acting career. The actor was one of the most recognised faces in Hollywood when he was accused of sexual misconduct back in 2017. Despite being cleared of a number of sexual offences at a trial in London, he says he still feels ostracised from the industry. And in sport, in soccer, there were joyous scenes at Dalymount Park last night where the Palestine women's national team beat Bohemians by 2-1. The friendly marks the first time a Palestine national team played in Europe. Among the sold-out crowd was President Michael D. Higgins. And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.